This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat?
We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, Crocs, you either love them or you hate them. And I've got to admit, I'm a proud owner of two pairs of Crocs. I have a pair that I use for indoor use only. And I have another pair on the other side of my door that I use when I'm out in the garden. But would I have the same level of pride in my Crocs if I was wearing them outside? Well, it seems the Crocs are having a bit of a high moment in the world of fashion at the moment. Yes, Crocs have become a fashion statement. And to find out more, we're joined by the very fashionable Dr. Jason Palant, consumer behaviour expert from RMIT University. Jason, good afternoon.
G'day, Warren. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Do you have a pair of Crocs?
So I have some Crocs thongs. They're not the full-on sort of, what you would think of as Crocs, but they are thongs. I've had them for 15 years and my wife hates them.
Actually, I've got to confess, mine, I've got one pair of the thongs and a pair of the sandals as well, but I love them. I think they're really comfortable.
Really comfy as well. Like, I can actually definitely see the functional benefits of the actual shoe itself. I'm not sure how fashionable they are, but clearly I'm wrong. Everybody seems to love them.
Well, I'm not an expert in fashion, but is it true that Crocs were initially designed for the fishing industry?
Yeah, so Crocs came from, a really functional need of being able to, slip on something, it be somewhat functional, but also be waterproof, right? And they've just evolved over the last 20 years into where it is now of becoming a bit of a fashion statement. And recently, in the third quarter of last year, they've recorded 29% revenue growth, and it's, hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on Crocs. And who would have thought it?
Exactly. Now, how long have they been around? Did you say about 20 years? Because you'd swear by the brand and the way and how established it is, and it'd be a lot longer.
Yeah, no, it's early 2000s. And I think this is one of the really interesting things about what's driven the popularity is that we've seen this sort of almost early nostalgia for late 90s, early 2000s sort of rising among some of the younger consumer generations. And so they're looking back at what was happening around there, seeing these, random shoes with holes in them and be like, oh, that looks fun. Let's get into that.
Now, they're quite a divisive brand, I suppose, aren't they? You either hate them or you love them. Why have they been so successful despite being, I suppose, the subject of, frequent fashion jokes?
Yeah, so I think a couple of things have happened recently that have really gone into Crocs' favour. And one of them, ironically, was sort of the COVID pandemic and all of the lockdowns. And so, people working from home, stuck at home, we're on Zoom meetings, nobody's seeing your shoes. So something that you can just slip on, you can go out, do your gardening, like you said, they get wet, they get dirty, who cares? Doesn't matter. And then we sort of go, well, maybe I'll just continue doing this. And then the other factor is almost the fact that they sort of don't objectively look very nice. They're not sort of sleek and slender you kind of associate with footwear. But that's almost become a statement because it's the ultimate in, cool. If you can wear daggy shoes and still look good, or you can make them cool, that's almost the ultimate status symbol, right? So I can wear these and still look great. That can be a real bonus.
It's interesting, Jason. I'll share with you my little Croc story. I had to take my my dog to the vet, and I was a little bit, stressed at the time. And I got to the vet, and we were in the consulting room, and I looked down at my feet, and I had my indoor Crocs on. So I'd walked out of the house, driven to the vet with my Crocs on. I've never done it before, and I was mortified.
And isn't this fascinating? And it's that really interesting thing, right? We have those that idea of indoor Crocs or home Crocs, right? And talking to my friends recently as well, it's like a lot of them own some version of Crocs, but will never wear it down the street. And I think that's what's become really interesting is that it's now becoming a bit of a statement. And something they've done really well there as well is partner with a lot of big name celebrities to, you know, do custom partnerships and collaborations. And we know that, you know, once you start attaching celebrity names to products, it can really help their popularity as a status symbol.
So, Jason, you're saying that those who saw me in my Crocs thought, wow, he is leading edge fashion there.
And it's you. I think actually maybe this is the biggest effect. Crocs should help you wearing your indoor Crocs down to the vet. You know, people have seen Warren from Joy FM and gone, oh my God, this is the fashion item of today. I need it.
Definitely. And they're a lovely brown colour too, so they went really, really well. Let's talk about nostalgia.
Beautiful.
What role does nostalgia play in revitalising a brand such as Crocs?
Yeah, so nostalgia is this really interesting kind of phenomenon. And what we're seeing, which is really interesting, is that we have our own nostalgia, right? So we have nostalgia for things that we grow up with. For me, that's, you know, like the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo 64, that will always hold a sort of special place in my heart. But what's really interesting at the moment is we're seeing this movement to nostalgia even for things that we didn't, or younger generations didn't necessarily grow up with. And so if we think a lot about a lot of consumers that are coming into that sort of purchasing age, so they're, you know, they're sort of the late teens, early 20s, they're starting to get jobs and some income that they can spend themselves. They weren't alive when Crocs were first sort of initiated. They weren't alive in those 90s and 2000s. And so those times hold a really sort of interesting space because they weren't alive for it. It seems like really foreign history. For me, you know, that was, you know, the 70s and 80s. It's like I wasn't alive in those decades. Well, I was alive at the end of the 80s, I should say, but I didn't live through them. And so they're really fascinating. And so that idea of like, you know, denim jackets and mullets with my generation being very popular. So further with the newer consumers, that's becoming the sort of 90s and 2000s, which I did grow up with. And so it seems weird for people to now think these things are popular again.
We're chatting with Dr. Jason Pallant, consumer behaviour expert from RMIT University. Jason, let's talk about anti-fashion. What is anti-fashion and how could that be playing into the Croc story?
Yeah, so I think this is another really interesting trend here where we know, you know, things become popular because they're popular, right? And so celebrities use them, other people wear them. And so there's a bit of a herd mentality where we want to follow. And we see that with sort of fashion trends. But what's been really interesting over the last few years, and particularly with the sort of younger generations, is almost deliberately trying to go against the fashion trends and still make that kind of cool and personal. And so I think what's really interesting with the Crocs is that idea of, you know, as we said, objectively, if you look at them, they're not sort of really sleek, what you would consider kind of fashionable, flattering kind of things. But in some ways, that is what's appealing, because if you can pull off that look, that is a real bonus for you. You've got to be really cool to look great in Crocs. And I think that's what we see with a lot of the celebrities who started, you know, wearing them on red carpets. It's like, that's a really daring move. If they can pull that off, that's some real status points. And so we're starting seeing that idea of actually deliberately going against fashion, wearing things that probably look bad. But, you know, that is actually the kind of ultimate in status symbol.
Jason, tonight I need to go to the supermarket. I'm going to pop down to Coles. I'm going to wear those Crocs through the supermarket.
Do it.
With pride.
And sales for Crocs will skyrocket over the next few days for people in your local area, I've no doubt.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Jason, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.
That is Dr. Jason Pallant, Senior Consumer Behaviour Expert from RMIT University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.